think everyone's got a pretty open mind to it. You know, we recognise that the World Cup and what's gone before hasn't been as good as we'd liked. So, you know, there's a real open mind to what's moving forward. And Stuart's set a very simple game plan, very simple framework for us to adhere to. We've learnt that within the space of a morning, pretty much, and we're ready to go.
And with regards to that, obviously training has been very different in style, and we know there's kind of talk of an attitude change as well within the squad. Have you seen any of that?
Yeah, definitely. You know, because there's a lot of uncapped players and new guys in the squad, it's a very sort of grounded, hard-working attitude at the moment that we're looking to achieve within the camp, and that's what we want to portray to the media and everybody else as well. We're working very hard. We've got a short space of time to put things together, ready for Scotland, and with so many new faces, and you know, there isn't too much time for debate. To be honest, we've got to get behind Stuart and make sure we're all pulling in the same direction.
And with regards to training at Leeds, how have you found that? Because you know, we're hearing stories. I mean, it's not as bad, I'm sure, as people are making out. You're literally dragging tyres around pitches. But has back to the old school worked, do you think, for the New England?
It's not as bad as as you just made it sound. But you know, it's a nice place and a good setup, and we're. You know, it is a bit about getting back to your roots a little bit, I guess, and just starting from the ground up again, building solid foundations, to be honest. You know, training's gone very well. It's been short and sharp, to be honest. The rugby training itself has been get out there, get involved, you know, get dirty and get off the field. You know, we're not just ticking boxes. We're getting what needs done, and we're getting out of there. And, you know, obviously I'm not piped to that at the moment. I'm doing fitness and conditioning on my own in a little dark gym. But other than that, it's really good.
I guess kind of avoid your discovery, but for so many of these players, either the guys that had a couple of caps and then didn't move on with England a few years ago, the new faces you've touched on, and also the guys returning from the World Cup, that blend and putting that all together moving forward must be really exciting.
Yeah, I think that's exactly the right term. You know, I think we've got a lot to prove, and there's a lot of doors been opened to guys that previously have had them closed in their face, to be honest. And, you know, there is an awful lot of excitement going forward. Everyone's got a lot to prove. Everyone's eager to get that shirt, and, you know, it's all up in the air a little bit in that sense. You know, it's anyone's game.
Just in terms of, obviously, you touched on it before, but your injury, obviously, the cast or the foot protection on for another three or four weeks now. How is it progressing as far as you're aware? Is it kind of on track?
It's difficult to say. There's no real day-to-day analysis of it. It's about giving it a sustained period of rest to allow it to heal. You know, I'm in and out of that boot all the time. You know, I'm trying to maintain the mobility and things in my ankle, so the day my foot's actually feeling better, I'm able to run out on the field and play. So I don't go backwards too much in terms of strength and conditioning. But it's a fairly open-ended injury. There's no guarantee I'll be ready in 4 weeks. That's just the surgeon's best guess at this stage.
It's fingers crossed. In an ideal world, you could make game three in the best possible hopeful circumstance.
Yeah, I think I'd take that at the moment. I'd be very happy with that, and I think that's a realistic thing to look forward to.